This is Concertzender Radio at Classical Next in Rotterdam.
That's our theme music here for the wonderful festival we're doing, we're part of, which is Classical Next, the 2019 edition. And my guests for the next few minutes are going to be Fabian Krause and Aliena Haig, who are both from the Classical Next team. And why don't we start with, last night we had a really great and very exciting opening festivities, events, concerts, speeches. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened last night?
Yes, thank you for having us. My name is Fabian Krause. I'm the general manager of Classical Next. And indeed, last day we had our opening day and opening concert, which was curated by the Brooklyn-based venue National Sawdust. And it was a very exciting opening with a lot of innovative program they brought from the US, composers, artists, and program from Brooklyn, New York. And we saw already that people flooded the hall. So Classical Next is, on the one hand, a professionals event, a networking event with a conference, an expo, and also a showcase festival. And on the other hand, we have the room open for the public festival part, where you can find out about what is next and new and innovative in terms of classical music throughout the program.
I think that new and innovative aspect is what draws me here to this particular festival. I find it to be actually quite unique. You wouldn't necessarily know it from the title, Classical. Classical Next sounds like it could be somewhat conservative. It's actually anything but. And I think your inclusion, for example, of National Sawdust, which is one of the most innovative arts venues right now in New York and the States, is a very good example. Yes. It seems like you're getting more and more international in your inclusion. Do you want to talk about that a bit, Aliena?
Yeah, sure. The headline that we have for this edition is 21st Century Polyphony, More Voices, Greater Symphonies. And what we really tried to do was to bring some of the underrepresented voices onto the stage, the ones that are not frequently heard, who seem to be in the background a little bit, and bring them to the stage. And National Sawdust certainly achieved that last night in the opening. We had a short feature film from a local people from the Amazon, for example, with live music being composed on stage by Pauchi Sasaki, which was wonderful. And she had made her own instruments as well, just adding to the whole innovation and all the things that we really tried to highlight and that we continue to highlight throughout the program. And some of the showcases are going to be really exciting to watch, and we're really looking forward to what they'll bring to the stage. And we also have really interesting countries represented by the showcases this year. We have Malta there, we have Hong Kong and Australia, and obviously some local acts, of course. We like to keep it local as well. A little bit of everything, really, is what we try to do. And I think what I really like is that despite it being international and people coming from different cultural and musical backgrounds, there is a sense of unity throughout it all, that where people can learn from each other, but at the same time share and exchange and maybe bring something new with them when they go home.
I think that's great, and it's something that was brought up, I know, in previous conferences, that there was a search for more diversity in the performers and in the participants, and that seems to be happening. And so your relationship with the Dutch, of course, it's not just international, it's also that we're here in a very specific Dutch venue, which is called the Doelen, for our international listeners. This is an extraordinary concert hall right in the heart of Rotterdam, right across from the central train station. And tell us about the Doelen, because the Doelen is, despite its great age and venerable status, the Doelen is also evolving.
Yes, we are here for the fifth year, actually. We have our fifth anniversary here in the Doelen in Rotterdam with Classical Next. So it's our eighth edition. And we love to come back each year, as well as the delegates and visitors, to this place, because it's not only a concert venue, it's also a congress center, and it hosts a lot of activity. And they just opened a new space at the Doula called the Doula Studio. And there you can see that there is a lot of activities to entice the public to come by, step in. They want to be really open to the public. And so this year, for the first time, we also use this space after the expo closes. There is a Syrian chef preparing delicious food for the delegates.
We're all looking forward to that.
So this is new this year. What else is new? We have, for the first time, a pre-conference happened last day, yesterday, which entices the higher music education sector to also share their knowledge and coming from all international organizations together to explore and discuss what is new in the education sector.
That's great, and it really is a great venue to be able to do this in. It's a big building with wonderful views and a lot of potential, and you're using it to its full potential. One last question. I'm speaking with Aliena Haig and Fabienne Krause from Classical Next. What is Piranha Arts?
Oh. We'll share that answer, I think, yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Piranha Arts is a Berlin-based company, and they exist over 30 years, more than 30 years now, and they produce events like Classical Next, but also WOMEX is the World Music Expo touring in Europe each year in a different city. And this is a hub where 2,500 world music professionals are gathering each year. And so we are with Classical Next, staying a little bit more in Rotterdam, hopefully. So next year it will be again at the Doula, taking place from the 13th.
Great, and we're going to look forward to that. We're really looking forward to next year.
Yes.
But first, let's do this year. We're going to close out now. My guests have been Aliena Haig and Fabienne Krause from Classical Next. We're closing out with music performed by Roseanne Philippens, the Passacaglia Part 1 by Heinrich Ignaz von Bieber.